Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. You know, by now, we're well into the dog days of August, and here on Pebbles of Truth, we are also well into a series we are calling the Dad Days of August. Each week, we're discussing how dads can emulate one of the leaders of Israel that we find in the Old Testament. And last week, we talked about how we can be a prophet to our kids. And if you missed that show, remember, you can always get caught up on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. But back with me again this week is Scott Phillips, who's going to be with us this entire month. So, Scott, what leader are we going to talk about today?
Well, in the day-to-day life of an Israelite, there really wasn't anyone more important than the priest. Mm-hmm. Back then, people didn't quite have the direct access to God that we Christians enjoy today. So the priest took the concerns and the confessions of sin of the people and really acted as intercessors for the people to God. Of course, today we have Jesus as our intercessor.
Sure, sure. And along with going before God on behalf of the people, the priests were also expected to live out their faith for everyone to see. In fact, I think priests were called to an even higher standard than those people with whom they served.
That's right. They had to go through all those purification rituals and things like that. So just like with prophets, we dads, and truthfully moms too, need to fulfill the role of a priest for our kids. And for us, that's primarily going to involve praying for our kids on a regular basis.
Well, Scott, what are some things that we should be praying for then?
Well, the most important thing to pray for, obviously, is their relationship with God. We all want our kids to accept Jesus as their Savior, but are we spending time really petitioning God to draw our kids close to Him and in a closer walk with Him? Are we seeking God's guidance as to what role we should play or we can play in leading our kids to Christ? And if our kids have made that decision for Jesus, are we asking God to help deepen their faith?
Those are some tough questions, but certainly ones that need to be asked. You know, another way that dads can and should be interceding on their kids' behalf is to be praying for those godly character traits or the fruits of the Spirit to be developing in their kids. You know, traits like patience and kindness, gentleness, self-control, and such like that. But we can also be thanking God for the traits that we already see present in our kids and asking Him for help in developing the ones that we don't see.
Very, very true, Cap, very true. And another area that we can certainly be praying for, and I think many of us, we often do, is for our kids' protection. But not just their physical protection, although that's important, but also their spiritual protection.
So it's not enough to just hope for the best when we send them out into the world, huh?
Well, that's a start, I suppose. But we see in Scripture that when Israel is being threatened by another nation, the priests are asked to go before God and pray for protection, for His blessing, and we need to do that as well. There are a lot of seen and unseen threats to our kids out there, and we can't always be physically there to protect them. So we're going to need to go to God and ask Him to watch over our kids for us.
And there's rarely a day that goes by that I'm not reminded to be praying for my kids' protection.
Wait, you mean this need doesn't go away when they get older?
Absolutely not.
In fact,
it seems to be more important than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Scott, what are some things that our dads should be praying for then about our kids?
Well, their relationship with their siblings, with their teachers, friends, kids they don't get along with. The list is really endless. One of the things that I've been encouraged to do is start praying for their future spouse right now. Now, that seems like a long way off, but it really is the second most important decision in their life, so it's a good idea to start praying for it now. My kids are a bit younger than yours, Cap, but I've been encouraged to pray over them as they sleep at night before I turn into bed. It's a pretty powerful time, and I recommend it, but it might not work with teens or older kids.
And that may be true. And, you know, Scott, one prayer habit I've started developing with my wife is to pray for protection from evil and those who would want to do our kids harm. Today's world is really structured in a way that is almost an antithesis to that of Christianity.
That's so true, and it's just a constant need that we have in our lives to be praying for our kids. You know, as we draw the show to a close again today, I want to remind our listeners that we do have that take-home resource guide for them. If they can go to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and download that, it's got a lot of great stuff on this topic that they can look at.
Well, thank you, Scott, and we'll be back next week talking about how dads can fulfill the role of being kings in their lives of their children. So until next week, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.